If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
And we come to you today with breaking news in the case against Brian Koberger. We've been speculating for months now, why has a grand jury not yet been convened in the case against Koberger? Well, a secret grand jury has been convened, meaning that the 26 June preliminary hearing has been canceled. Brian Koberger will be in court on the 22nd of May. That is this coming Monday morning at 9 a.m. to face charges in the murder of the four Idaho college students that were murdered late last year in November of 2022. So what does all of this mean? Well, you can take the 26th off your calendar for June because that's not going to happen. The indictment with the secret grand jury means that coming up on Monday, an arraignment will take place in the case against Brian Koberger. The defendant will be appearing before the judge in the courtroom. The word right now is that this will be a virtual appearance accompanied by their attorney. The judge will be presiding over the arraignment proceedings. The charges and rights will be read. The judge will read out the charges against Brian Koberger, outlining the specific criminal offenses that he's accused of committing. The judge also informs the defendant of their constitutional rights, such as the right to an attorney, the right to remain silent, and the right to a fair trial. Koberger is being charged with four counts of first-degree murder and burglary. We will also on Monday learn what he is pleading guilty, not guilty, or no contest. Guilty means, of course, they admit to committing the crime and accepting the consequences. In these cases, the judge may proceed to sentencing or schedule a separate hearing for that purpose. If the defendant pleads not guilty, it means that they deny the charges and are contesting their guilt. Then the case will move forward to subsequent stages, such as pretrial, motions, discovery, and trial. Discovery already has been underway for quite some time. If the defendant pleads no contest, this means that they do not admit guilt, but they also do not contest the charges. It has similar legal consequences to a guilty plea, but may have different implications in civil cases. This is obviously not a civil case. This is a criminal case. Bail and conditions will then be set going forward from what they may have already been, and the judge will then set dates for future proceedings, such as pretrial hearings, motions, or the actual trial itself. That's what we can expect Monday morning as the arraignment of Brian Koberger takes place on the 22nd of May, 2023. That is our breaking news. Of course, keep it here as this case continues to develop. We will have all of the coverage for you here on the podcast. Press subscribe so you don't miss any breaking updates. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.